Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
You know, Jane, every Friday and Monday, I spend a little time in this segment with our friend Frank Cusimano from KSDK, and we talk sports, and we talk about exceptionalism in sports, right? That's part of what we do, and let me talk about that exceptionalism. And her name is Monique Cusimano, because I faced her on the pickleball court. Holy moly! And then your daughter, Brooke. They're both really, really good. I had fun time at Pickle and Paddle, but Frank, you got fierce competitors in the family, and I hear you're chief among them. I haven't had to face you yet, but how are you this afternoon?
Good to be with you. Yeah, I think you're feeding the beast. I think they're listening right now. So their egos are just out of control right now. But well, yeah, they're good players, and Brooke is a feisty one.
Well, your wife, though, I have to compliment her. She was very, very patient with the novice, because I probably had only played pickleball, I don't even know if I played 10 times, you know, over the course of the last couple of years, but I love it and I want to play more. And she was very helpful in very patiently teaching me, not telling me how dumb I was, you know, playing at some points, but it was a lot of fun. We had fun. And you guys take it pretty seriously,
really,
right?
We really enjoyed playing with you and meeting you, and so did Brooke. Yeah, they had a great time.
Well, it was a lot of fun. All right, we got a little Cardinals news today. Let's start with that, Frank.
Wait a minute, Mark. Let's see. Hold on. I do not have that in front of me.
Oh, I thought that was Helsley news today. I'm sorry.
Oh, that was yesterday.
Oh, well, that's why. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to catch you off guard. But I didn't touch on that yesterday. But I only heard a little bit about this. They have signed him again?
Yes. Well, he could have gone to arbitration, but they agreed to terms, so they avoid arbitration. And it's about $8.2 million. That doesn't mean he can't be traded, but that's the number. And, you know, I'm not so certain he's going to be here the full year, because let's face it, if they're out of contention and he's going to be a free agent, there's no reason to keep this really valuable asset on your team all year and have him walk away and you get nothing for it. So, but I'm glad he's at least, you know, inked for the time being.
And then the flip side is that Nubar and Polente, they are taking to arbitration, right?
They are. Now, some of these things, like in the 11th hour before the arbitration date, they can agree to terms. What I found was most interesting yesterday, Mark, was Brendan Donovan, who really is kind of the blood and guts of this team. He gets on base like nobody else in the squad. They would not give him a multi-year deal. I would think, because he's not that expensive and he's such a good player and a competitor, that you'd want to keep him even during the reset or the rebuild.
Well, we'll have to see what happens with that. Let's move on to the Blues, because, man, they keep – I know they had a terrible – they scored a lot of goals a couple of nights ago, and then they ended up losing that game. Then they lose one where they had a big lead. But last night, not the case. They keep scoring goals and keep hanging in there.
Yeah, Mark, if you and I were bright, we would have gone to a bookie or gone to the casino before that game, because there was no way the Blues were going to lose that game. They were coming off that embarrassing humiliation where they scored four straight goals and still managed to lose in Minnesota. And then at the morning skate yesterday, Coach Montgomery said hey, we need to fire up our base. We need to get these fans really excited, and we're going to come out and play a great game. And they did. I mean, they were spectacular. Their best players were their best players. Robert Thomas, Jordan Kyrou, Pavel Buchnevich. And when your best players are your best players, you just got a great chance to win.
All right, so then how do you, after the past few weeks, kind of assess where this team is?
Well, they still have, you know, they were in a sinkhole because of the beginning. And they're slowly crawling themselves out of it. Do I think they can get Vancouver and become the eighth team to make the playoffs? Yeah, I do. The vibes are good. They needed Jordan Binnington and Joel Hofer to play a little bit better. You know, we're always critical of the squad, but we don't talk about the goalies. And they have not played as well lately. So, and there's no reason why they can't. They're still in the primes of their career. But if they start playing well with the offense we've seen, they're going to make – I would bet they'd make the playoffs.
Frank, something unusual happened last night in the college football playoff. We had an intriguing game that was interesting until the final minute. How about that?
Oh, it was just – it was awesome. And, you know, here's the great thing about this game for St. Louis people is Christian Gray, mm-hmm. the pride of the Smets, makes the biggest play of the college football season up to now. I mean, that interception won the game. This is a young man from the Smet. We used to interview him all the time. And then Jeremiah Love, the running back for Notre Dame from CBC, Mark, he has an MCL injury that I know as soon as our season ends, he's going to be on an operating table. What does he do last night? They put a big brace on his knee. It's one thing to do it for offensive linemen, not running backs. And he had one of the more courageous touchdowns of the game. So,
well,
really,
and then he did his thing where his thing is he leaps over these players and he has the knee brace on last night. And he still hopped over a guy to avoid a tackle.
Yeah. That's amazing.
That was really crazy. Amazing. All right, so then the question becomes, and Notre Dame's looking pretty good. And by the way, I'm not a big fan of the team just because I always think the Irish are overexposed. But, man, that Marcus Freeman guy is impressive. Their coach I really, really like.
I love him.
Can they beat either one of these teams tonight? Ohio State and Texas go at each other tonight in the Cotton Bowl.
Well, I would definitely bet Ohio State or Texas, whoever wins this game, win the national title. But you're right about Freeman. I mean, it's like it's his world. We're just living in it. If there's not an NFL team out there looking at his sideline demeanor and the way he's overachieved, thanks, boy, I got to have this guy. I mean, he's gonna have a great career.
I think so, too. He's an impressive guy, and he represents the team and the university well. On the NFL front, we got a full weekend of really good games. I cannot wait. Looking forward, of course, to the Packers and the Eagles on Sunday afternoon. We got the Chargers and the Texans tomorrow, the Steelers and the Ravens for the AFC wildcard game tomorrow night, Packers and Eagles, and then the Vikings and the Rams on Monday night. And that game's not even going to be in Los Angeles, will it?
No, they're moving it to Arizona, Glendale. And, Mark, I think this is the best, like, five-day stretch I can ever remember in my lifetime of football. If you have back-to-back semifinal games in college football, and then three on Saturday NFL, two on Sunday, one on Monday, how could it get any better? You almost have to ask your wife for some time off of the marriage.
Well, here's the great thing. My lovely wife loves the NFL. It's one of the things that originally brought us together. I skipped a couple of games because the Broncos and the Bills play, the Commanders and the Buccaneers. That could be a hell of a game with Jaden Daniels, and Baker's really hot right now. So I'm looking forward to the NFL weekend. What do you got coming up on Sunday night?
Sunday night, we're going to have Josh Schertz in studio, the SLU coach. Suddenly, the light is turned on. They've had three conference games. They've won them by a total of 46 points. They've been just – this is the Josh Schertz we envision. This is why you got him from Indiana State. They have great personnel. I'm really excited. And then we're going to talk some Cardinal baseball with our friend Randy Carricker too.
Yeah, and for the first time in, what was it, like 3 or 4 years, Mizzou won an SEC game. I guess maybe it was only two.
That?
But, you know, it was at least history. And they got Vanderbilt this weekend. They can keep it up. Cusumano, have a great weekend.
All right. Take care, Mark.
Take care. We'll see you. Jane, you have a great weekend, too.
I will.
I will not see you next Friday.
Stay warm.
See you in a couple of weeks.
All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of Season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.